Hey, Crazy Jay, it's Kendra Wolf from The Snake. Question for you, were you ever part of Dogs on Lamb? Or?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Last year, they brought me in for a couple months, and we laid down a song for you guys and did get it in last year's, repeated it or deleted it, and actually won.
Who makes up the Electric Solstice?
It originally started me and actually Gargamel from Dogs on the Lamb, Jerry Hernandez. I'm sure you know him.
Yeah. Great names, by the way. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Basically, we started writing a couple songs on the side, and we came up with this awesome band named The Electric Solstice. We kind of got disconnected, like I said, towards the end of the year there last year. Everything kind of, we got too busy and everybody got tied up. So I carried on and kept writing songs. And basically what I've done is incorporated these loop pedals. If you've ever seen this loop technology now, it's kind of like building blocks. And when I play my songs live, I'll start out, I'll throw down a beat, and then I'll throw down some bass and then start playing some guitar and singing. And
cool.
It's quite entertaining.
So you do that live?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You get
awesome.
It's quite entertaining.
I love that.
A couple songs people are like, yeah,
that's cool. I've seen a couple of, you know, some stuff like that done on YouTube, and I'm like, oh my God, that is so, because you can't mess up any part of it, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. You got to be as tight as a machine, because if you're off a beat or, you know, it all starts to sound just like confusion. So, yeah,
wow.
You got to be pretty pinpoint in practice. I came up with the saying, and it was one is as many when the mind is open to the possibilities. So,
okay, cool.
That was kind of our thing, that one person, especially with this new technology, you would be surprised. It, the magic you can create with a couple loop pedals, and then you throw in some other better, you know, good musicians, and holy smokes. Yeah, I've been on the hunt for other musicians, but this year's been very busy, so I've kind of just been writing songs and kind of laying low, doing the turtle, you know, slow and steady.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It does win the race every single time I read that book, so.
Yeah, he does. Just go slow and steady.
Well, speaking of playing a show, seeing you do that in action, are you playing anywhere anytime soon?
We're hoping to get a little gig over at the Wilson Theater there in Rupert here soon, and
okay.
Hopefully I'll probably play Hooligans there in Pocatello. I'm not sure if I'll be in the Twin Falls area, but I'm hoping to kind of yank on Greg's ear again. It's been a while up there at Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
See if maybe I can get up there on his open mic night, or find an open spot to open up for some guys, and yeah,
that'll be
come
cool.
Up there and jam out.
Yeah,
sure.
If something happens, let us know. I'd love to get the word out. I'd love to see that in action.
Definitely.
Actually,
oh, you
that's cool.
For
I'm a
sure.
nerd
the songs are
for that
really
stuff.
Good, so.
Where can people find out more about the Electric Solstice? Do you have a Facebook page set up or website?
Yeah, if you want to see or hear more of what we got going on and what you're voting for when you vote for the Electric Solstice, because unfortunately I could only send you guys one song,
that's great.
To send you guys one of my acoustic songs, but I figured I'd give you some with a little more flavor. In it. So if you do want to see more, you can check me out at Facebook, of course. I'm on the YouTube and Reverb Nation. So
okay.
So, and you can link to all those through my Facebook page as well.
Yeah, I'll link those up too on our site, 983thesnake.com. You've probably heard these questions, and they're still ridiculous. It's called the lightning round. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Crazy J, what is your favorite color?
It is blue, any shade of blue.
Okay, what about, like, when it comes to a pet? Dog, cat, fish man?
I prefer dogs. I own a Rottweiler named Bugsy, so I prefer dogs. I got no problem with cats, but I own a dog.
Rotties are cute. I like when they wag their tail, they wag their whole butt. I don't know if your dog does that, but yeah.
Yeah, he's relaxing here right by me right now.
Nice. Oh, I want to be a dog when I become reincarnated. Like a good, you know, like a house dog. I want to be... even
yeah,
if I'm ugly.
Hope that you find a loving family.
Yeah, exactly. That's the caveat. All right.
Living the easy life.
Yeah, just sleeping right now. Eating, sleeping, repeat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Blonde, brunette, or ginger?
And I think I'm going to play it safe and just say brunette, because my lady's a brunette.
You are a smart man.
No, I'll play it safe on this one.
Not everyone has been as smart. okay, so this is actually musically related. So if the Electric Solstice is to headline a show, where would you play and who would open for you?
I think if it got that big and we were throwing, I think it would be awesome to throw a show in like the City of Rocks or the Craters of the Moon and play show with 30 Seconds to Mars.
So let's talk about the song. The song is called Looking the Wrong Way. That's what we're going to play tonight. Can you kind of tell me what it's about?
The song, it's an excellent song. It's about how sometimes you feel trapped and you forget to look for the helping hand, the open window. You know, people, we get so bogged down and the crap that builds up on you, you know, that you forget to see the open way out. And, you know, it's kind of, the answers are right there in front of us. And sometimes, you know, we just got to look for them and to not lose faith or hope that things can get better. This is Crazy Jay from the Electric Solstice, and you're listening to Looking the Wrong Way. You just heard Looking the Wrong Way from the Electric Solstice. Vote for us.